bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
I love Foodie Friday. I know I've said this before. I will say it again. It is my favorite time of the week because I get to talk to all kinds of fantastic chefs. And today we're talking with Chef Zipporah Ainob. She is a celebrity private chef, author, innovator, entrepreneur, and CEO. I love how she combines food and music. And wow, is she beautiful. Hello, Chef Zipporah. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hello and good morning to you all.
Oh, it's so nice to have you on the program. You know, I'm looking at your wonderful website, and I love how you write, "I don't believe in deprivation. Food should be enjoyed, easy to prepare, and provide energy and vitality. Well-chosen food prepared with passion and a proper environment makes the body dance and the cells sing. It's part of the joy of being alive." I couldn't have said it better. That is such a wonderful way to put it. And I know that when I eat the right foods and I eat whole foods, it makes my body dance and my cells sing. Chef, I'd love to hear how you first, when you first got interested in cooking and health and food.
That's why I'm so passionate about children start early cooking and participating in food preparation. Because myself, at a very, very young age, start playing with the food. I would call it playing, you know, since I grew up in where we grew up every possible fruit and tree. Fruit and vegetable that possible imagine. Some of them, most of them are in United States. Some of them I don't even see here. And all what I need to go is to go to the garden or climb on a tree and pick up fruit or pick up the carrots or whatever was grown at the same time, or a strawberry or whatever. And I always like to put them on my plate and make, you know, beautiful mosaic of colors. And it was looking so appealing, so I started eating it. And pretty soon, my brother and my cousin and some, you know, close neighbors, friends, start asking me to do the same thing. They give me some positive reinforce. They like it. They was playing with it. And then I said, well, let me do something even more. And that's what I did. And one thing led to another. Of course, my mom always allowed me to stay next to her, you know, in the kitchen. And that was my favorite thing, is to watch my mom cook.
That's
how I got into the art of cooking.
Now, Chef Zipporah, where are you from?
I am originally born and grown in Israel, state of Israel.
That's what I thought. I've spent some time there when I was in my 20s. I have some relatives there, and I recognize the accent. I was going to say, when I was in Israel, I was just so enamored. I was on a kibbutz, and I mean, all the food was so fresh and delicious. And I feel like here in America, we really struggle with that. And unless you have access to farmers markets, or, you know, it's tough for people who are in urban areas and they have what they call food deserts, and there's so little available. And I wish we had more of a culture where we were growing more food and having that, like, right in our yard and going and picking fruit. What was it like for you to come here and see how different it is in terms of having that fresh food available?
Right. So I remember first thing going to the grocery store. We didn't have a big grocery store at the time when I came. We have some, but this one's huge. Yeah. And here is amazing department of the produce. And the fruit looks so... you know, I mean, huge pears and apricots and peaches. And, you know, I came here in the summertime and I was so excited just to come home and experience them and find out that they were looking good. But they was not juicy. They didn't taste as sweet as the ones I got accustomed. So that was my first experience. Of course, later on, I learned to go and buy some organic food. I connect with some farmers. You know, whatever is possible, I go to shop at the farmer's market. So that's a different story. You know, I mean, there are amazing fruit and vegetable here now. But that's my first, very first impression.
Yeah, you know, so how did you become a chef? I mean, you learned from your mother, and then you when did you come here, and when did you decide to make this a career?
Right. Well, I actually, in Israel, it was not a career. However, I enjoyed so much. You know, I love people. I love cook, especially to prepare it. and I love music. I combine the whole thing together and, you know, cooking to my family. All the neighbors in Israel, they are, you know, we all close friends. I don't know how I did today, but that's how I grew up. And, you know, when I was married, you know, people knocking on your door, give me a cup of milk, give me sugar, I need some eggs. And, you know, we become friends, you know, the one who lives close together. And so everybody knew that my food, you know, I some occasionally invited, you know, some of the neighbors to eat dinner or to taste. The constant picture that you will see if you were looking through my windows, kitchen, and you will see bunch of neighbors coming into my kitchen, open the pie and taste food, you know, just taste. And the reinforcement that I got from them was so positive that, you know, can you, you know, I have a birthday. Can you help me to prepare this? I have this party. Mm-hmm. I have this dinner. And slowly I start doing it, you know, start making some money that was not my full-time career. However, moving forward, when I came to the United States, I couldn't speak English fluently. I mean, barely spoke a sentence. And so, but cooking food is, you know, everybody everywhere always eat. And that was one way that I could, you know, earn some money and do something without speaking too much. You know, my speaking was the food. My business card was, here's my food. And people start loving it, you know, word to mouth. And before I know it, I have a catering company. Then I grown up to have a delivery food company for working people who want to eat healthy, but just don't have time to do this. However, I never went to a a school to become a chef. You know, I always train, you know, was taking course, continue to do this. Today, because I don't know anything and I don't want to know anything, because that's exciting to look for something new and learn something new. But that's, and I hope I answer your question, that's how I become a chef. Now, becoming a celebrity chef, that's another story.
Yeah, well, tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll talk about how to get our kids to eat healthier and get them busy in the kitchen with us.
Right. So, I was moving from LA to California. I was invited by my friends. Since I know to cook, I said, I can do my craft anywhere. Sold my business, moved to LA, and got introduced at the very same, the next day, I got introduced to a new agent that just opened, chef agency, just opened his agency. And I just introduced to him. We got interview in the morning. In the afternoon, my phone was ringing. It's my second day when I moved to LA.
Wow. And he said, that's awesome.
Bob Hope residence, you know, the chef took some few months. They have a personally matter they have to take care of. They're looking for somebody because they want to have chef every day. He said, I think you will be proper, you know, and he gave me my address, go the next day, just be yourself. And that's all what he told me. So I'm going there, you know, driving there, and obviously I knock on the wrong door. And actually it was the kitchen door, and they opened the door. The estate manager, Dennis, opened the door. And sure enough, I'm stepping to the door, and Mr. Bob Hope sits on the dining room table eating something. And I said, good morning. I was sent from the chef agency, you know, as a possible new chef. And as you can see, Lisa, the moment I opened my mouth, people say, where you are, you know, because obviously I have a different accent. So, yes. Of course, Mr. Bob Hope asked, where are you from? And I said, I'm from Israel. I'm not kidding with you, Lisa. He got up on his 2 feet and kissed me on my 2 cheeks and clapped and said, I love Israel, I said. I was singing for your soldier, we fought for your country. Every year, my wife and myself, we are donating to Israel. We are great believer. We're great supporter. And his wife, Dolores, stepped into the door, and he introduced her to me, told her that I'm from Israel, and they said, we want to hire you. Now, let you know, that's just not the way it's done. Usually, they interview you, see if they like you, to take you to the next step, which is coming to the next day or two, and cook for them a meal to see if they like your food, and if everything is going. It was not in my case. I was hired on the same day. And I just, you know, the rest of this is history. They love me. They gave me a glorious letter, which I brought to my agent. They pay me more than anybody else, even more than the regular chef. And he said, my God, if you got this letter from them, I never got this letter from them. Nobody ever did. And they pay you this amount of money. You must be good. And he put me on the top of the list. And every good job that came along, I was the first, you know, to have an opportunity. Then, of course, I went to other agents. And the rest, like they said, is history. That's how I got to be a celebrity chef.
Oh, my gosh. What an exciting story. Wow, I can't imagine Bob Hope. That is fantastic. All right, let's talk about getting our kids to eat healthier, because like I said, it's tough these days. And so many kids, you know, are raised on the highly processed standard American diet, which is definitely sad. We talk about that a lot here on the show. I definitely raised my daughter, she's 13 now, on whole foods. So for her main meals, she eats a lot of good whole foods. But then in between or at friends' houses, you know, there's a lot of crap, just to put it bluntly. But for people who really are just living on highly processed food, how do we make these changes?
Well, you know, you have to do this very gently, very gradually, you know, because kids, because they will grow up to eat sweets, and the food are very, what they put in the food, you know, and most of the people don't know, they put some thing that actually gets you addicted to eat this kind of food. My advice is to have a little game. Kids love games, especially youngest one. And get them involved in the kitchen, play this in the game and make a short game, you know, like, for example, say, you know, we want to make a meal together for the whole family. We want everybody to participate and ask the young kids, what would you like to eat? What do you think will be good on the menu? Now, kids, like adults, like each and every one of us, everybody wants to be listened to. Everybody wants to know that they are matter. Everybody wants to know their word is important. And kids are not different. You know, if you included them and let them feel, you know, I emphasize on feel, let them feel that their opinion and their whatever they said is important, and really, 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 we like to them to participate. You would be amazed how many kids would like to play. And remember, this is a game now. That's just the first thing. And then, you know, we ask them what they want, and every kid said, I like this, I like this. And if somebody said, I like hamburger, nothing wrong. If somebody said, you know, pizza, nothing wrong. We can make this in a healthier way to begin with. And then, of course, then the next step, we make them participate. You know, maybe I would, you know, depend the age. Maybe if it's a lettuce, you know, maybe they cut it into pieces. Maybe, you know, to wash the vegetables, something. If they're a little older, you know, we teach them very slowly and very carefully how to use the knife. Emphasize using a very good sharp knife, because sharp knife would not damage you. You know, knife that is not sharp, you know, it can slip, and that's really what when most of the accidents happen. But of course, you watch them and you be with them and you guide them. Now they're sticking, you know, now they feel I am participating in the food. And so this is a graduating, low but fun process. Eventually, later on, you know, and I'm in the process now to creating online course, how even to create this game. And if anybody wants to know and wants to take this course or what they need to do, go to on my website, chefzipporah.com, and get in touch with me. All my contacts are there, and then, you know, we'll register on the course. And but anyway, so we are in the process of the creating how to do all of this, how, you know, how to start, where to continue, you know, the next thing, you know, teaching how to go to the market, you know, and you teach them to go. If you don't have a farmer's market by, then you go to Whole Foods, everyone to go, or even go to a regular grocery store. Today, every store, every big store have organic department, because more and more and more people are aware and more people want to do this. You know, it's like a mainstream, you know, where, well, organic food years ago, it was just, you know, this is only for, but now it's for everyone, because people really see the benefit. People see the obesity, especially in the children, and all everything that's involved, the diabetes, and oh my God, we don't even want to go there, because it's a positive program. but I mean, your radio show. But as I said, you know, it's a graduate, fun, entertaining, integrating process that we involve our kids. You know, mind you, Lisa, the benefit that they get from this is not just cooking and growing and eating. You know, they will teach them how to be confident. They'll teach them how to, take responsibility. They will teach them how to make some, take some decision. All of these, each and every one of them, is skills that they will give them, a lifestyle skill. I hope, does that make sense?
Oh, completely. You know, Chef, I'm on your website now. What would this be under for, because you have different categories. You have about books and music, news and events.
Right now, we are working to develop this process.
Oh, okay.
So all what the people need to do is just call us, you know, because we take now, believe it or not, I'm also, international speaker. So all what people need to do, and we start promoting this, all people need to know if they are interested, at least to know some details, and pre-register. And of course, the people who pre-register will get some, early bird deals, you know.
Oh, great.
They
yes.
They need to contact myself or Jennifer Marston, which is my partner. They need to call us or send us email, and we'll be in touch with them, let them know when and how they can purchase the course. But, we don't want to put it out there because we are in the process to develop the curriculum, you know, put all the nice picture, because it's going to be a lot involved. So I'm just mentioning this. You're one of the very first publishing, you know, I mean, I published this, as I said, from the stage, but I think you're the first radio station that I actually publicly talks about it.
So, wonderful. Oh, I'm honored. Yeah, and you'll have to come back once it's up so we can go into it in more detail. You know, I want to talk a little bit about the connection between cooking and music, because I know when I'm in my kitchen, one of the things I like to do best is put on music, and it's just I can escape and get in the flow and really get into what I'm doing. Talk to us about your music. You have a wonderful Music for a Delicious Life. The composer is Neil Argo. Talk to us a little bit about what this music is like.
Right. So I'm just going to start by, I'm Jewish, but I have a lot of great friends and associates. And yesterday I was invited to a Mormon church, which I've never been before, because they have
interesting
music, and, you know, they sing beautiful, and they have their place, you know, I want to call it, it's not temple, I guess their church, I guess you call it. It, you know, always have a big feeling, you know, so the acoustic amazing. So I said, sure, you know, I will go anywhere that I can listen to amazing this kind of music. And of course, there's the organ there, amazing organ. And as soon as I step in and the music starts, it's like it transformed the whole place. I'm telling you, Lisa, everybody felt connected. You feel like you're, people who are not so spiritual become spiritual. It's like it's a religious experience. What I mean by this, if we take this feeling and have this outside of the church on a daily basis, I guarantee you we'll have a better world, period. Now, what I want to go into it, music, like anything else in the universe, has a vibration. Everything. There is a lower vibration, higher vibration, and higher vibration. For example, the word good, G-O-O-D, have amazing high vibration. However, the word love, L-O-V-E, have even higher vibration, right? Same thing with music.
Yes.
Like, for example, the Baroque, Handel, Vivaldi, Bach, which is my favorite, just to name a few, Albignoni, all of these Baroque music have the highest vibration. And so when you in this kind of vibration, that's exactly what happened in the church yesterday. When you in this kind of vibration, you feel that you're present. You can, you are in the highest creativity. Because what happened, this music particularly lights up the whole brain cell. Not just one part, but the whole brain, you know, there are signs being done and pictures, you know, done to show the brain. the whole brain is lighting up. You can imagine when you have full brain participating, the joy, the creativity, the you are in a zen, you know. So you can imagine when you're in this kind of state of being and you're cooking for somebody or for yourself, you can imagine, you know, the benefits that people will have emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, you name it. Now, let's take one step further. Let's say that we cooking with this kind of music, let's just say the hospital for people that we want to heal, right? You can imagine the benefits and the acceleration of the health. Just, you know, just to start, just, you know, I mean, my God, if you get me going, Lisa, I don't want to take the whole show just speaking about it. But this is, I want to make a change. And I feel that's just my little niche, maybe not so little, but my niche that I want to kind of make everybody brain lighten up, their whole brain. And when we are in this state of being, I believe the world will change. Would you agree with me?
Oh, totally. Yes, completely.
So that's just a little bit what I can tell you about music. But, you know, later on, we will have some device when people, you know, cook in the kitchen and they can go around and listen to this music. And since you mentioned my CD is called Music for a Delicious Life. So the music is, we kept the music very integrity of the music, like Vivaldi, and we have Bach, we have some classical on there, like Beethoven and Mozart, you know, have the integrity of, however, I don't know if any chef will want to listen to Vivaldi, you know, I have to be real. So we put the background would be a techno beat. So now we have the cake and we can eat it too, except in my case, I don't eat cake, but you know, in case I would. You have the integrity
You are so wonderful. You know, Chef, I feel so badly. The time goes by so quickly and there's still so much more to talk about. We haven't even gotten to the recipes in your wonderful books. You're definitely going to have to come back soon. In the meantime, tell us all the ways we can find you.
Okay. So I think the best and the most, you know, that you can see most about me is www.chefzipora.com chefzipora.com. Of course, I'm on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn and some other that I cannot pronounce the name. Anyway, this is the main one. But the best way to get in touch with me, if you want to purchase my book, if you want to get my CDs, if you want to learn about me, if you want to get some t-shirts with a positive affirmation, all of these, and want to know, of course, more about the courses for children, all of these, you can call me or find out more information on this particular website.
Well, fantastic. I look forward to having you back. And if my Hebrew memory works, your name means bird, doesn't it? Zipora?
Correct. Zipora means bird. Oh, and my last name means grape. So a little bird sits on a grape bush.
Oh, I love that. That is beautiful. Zipora, I'm really looking forward to having you back. In the meantime, you can check out the show at Talk Healthy to Number 2 Day on Twitter. You can check us out also on Facebook, Talk Healthy Today Podcast. Check me out at It's Your Health with LisaDavis.com. And make sure to follow me on Twitter, Health Media Gal 1. Thank you so much and stay well.